Hi, Mobo.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, bench warmers. We haven't called them that in a minute.
How y'all doing, warmers?
Welcome to Off the Field Podcast, episode number 67. I want to start off by being mad at my neighbor.
Oh, the one that sings opera?
Is he still mowing out there when you got here?
No, he's not mowing, but I saw he put the trash can out so I wouldn't park my car. Yeah. And I moved it.
I closed all my windows because, out of all the days, at 8 p.m., he decided, let me go mow the backyard.
He knows. He's trying to catch on to our schedule on filming.
He honestly might be.
he's getting, you know what? He's probably a big fan, but he doesn't know how to express himself.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. I was literally getting everything ready. I'm like, dude, right now at 8 p.m.?
Some people, you know what? My upstairs neighbor vacuums at 11 p.m., if that makes you feel any better. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just, you know, I'm about to knock out and then.
Literally, I'm getting everything ready right now and I hear out all these windows that were all open to make it nice and cool in here. And I just start hearing. I'm like, why?
Do you have sometimes trouble with just random noises while you film?
I mean, usually when I film, I just close the windows, but that's usually during a reasonable hour.
Of course.
Who's mowing their lawn at 8 p.m.? It's dark.
Dude, it's primo time, though.
Like
no sun, the grass is like easier to cut.
I don't know, but something we're gonna start this episode with and bring back because you said you loved it and you wanted to do it more when we did it the first time is songs we've been banging lately. Ooh. And I got two that I've added to my playlist and I've been banging lately.
All right, what you got?
I've got a bar song (parentheses tipsy) by Shaboozy. Love that song. Been blasting that. Every time I go to the gym, first song I put on. Every time I get in the car, first song I put on. And then...
Oh, it's been that kind of song to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel you. Okay.
And then Feel It by David, which was featured on the show Invincible, which was a good season.
I don't think I've ever heard of David. What kind of music is it?
No, you've heard of him. He has... Oh, my God. He has one TikTok song. I can't remember the name of it. I honestly had it. I lost it. He had a TikTok song blow up. It was one of those, like... Sad, depressing ones.
Oh, what a guy. It's like Hobby it's loves like it. Sadcore shit, right?
Something Homicide? I forgot what it's called.
Homicide Gang?
No.
That's an artist, I'm just saying.
Romantic Homicide. That's what it's called.
Romantic Homicide.
Javi likes that song. I know he does. He probably doesn't know that's the name of the song, but I can tell you he likes that song.
Damn.
But yeah, Feel It by David and a bar song, parentheses tipsy, by Shaboozy.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, I've been mixing in Not Like Us and Euphoria by Kendrick.
Bro, Not Like Us? Oh my God. I at least know five people I've come into contact with that have nonstop just been screaming out, A minor. Just, oh my, dude. By the way, guys, the run that Kendrick is on right now, historical, brother. Like, I don't think, I'm a little biased. Granted, I'm very biased.
If we're just talking about the music, nothing about the person, nothing about...
Just straight music, bro, for
dude,
sure. For
Kendrick's
me, at
been
least.
Killing him.
Oh, yeah. Even then, he's been at it for X amount of years. I mean, when did Section 80 come out? Like 2010?
I don't know. But I saw another TikTok that said, how big of a Kendrick fan are you? And it had 10 songs, and it gets harder and harder as it goes down. And I knew all 10. I was like, damn, Kendrick has more than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Or than I remember.
Dude, he's got bangers on bangers on bangers.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And the one I loved was, what was Drake's response track after Not Like Us?
Was it the Heart Part 5 or Part 6?
Yes. And everyone's like, it was a defense track, not a diss track. And it's just him going, nuh-uh, 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 nuh-uh.
I saw like the immediate comment I gravitated towards on WorldStar on one of their posts was mid? Question mark. I heard it, but it's like, dude, it's not a club banger, like Not Like Us. By the way, did you see that video that went viral? Immediately, like I think the day or on the day that it dropped, it started getting played in clubs all over Cali. And you see
I was just at the Dodger game last night, and Max Muncy already has it as his, or no, Gavin Lux already has it as his walk-up song.
Oh, what part?
Honestly, I don't.
Not like
I don't remember. But there's that. Social media accounts are using it as captions all over the place, so it's taken over the world. And Kendrick is in a huge lead, if you ask me.
I think Kendrick's got it in the bag. Not even that. It's just.
Like,
I mean,
how much longer
king.
Can they keep going?
I don't know. How much more is there to, like, discover, to unfold?
I don't know. Well, today, his security guard got shot. Drake's.
Did you see all the tweets, too, that dropped about Metro?
Yes, I did.
A lot of those are bad. I will say this, though. I'm not trying to defend anybody in any way.
No, neither am I.
But you know damn well it was a different time back then. It was a little bit... I mean, granted, the shit
that
he said...
No, he was saying stuff
like,
that's way too far for even back then.
Here's the thing, though. I think some of the tweets was him underage, too. I feel like it's him just being a dickhead.
I don't know.
Just being one of the boys. But then again, I'm not going to associate anything with that. That's kind of out of pocket.
Yeah, I'm not too involved. The people that I know involved the most are Kershi, Hot. Well, Javi's annoying with it.
I'm in the background just quiet. I have not been... Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't care that much to the point where I'm going to argue. Javi's just like, when Drake drops, oh my God, it's over. And then when
Kendrick
drops, he's like, who cares, bro?
Dude,
who cares?
I don't like him, bro. He sucks.
And then Kershi just, no matter what, will not leave Drake's side. He's just like, he's literally like on his leg like Channing Tatum in This Is the End with Danny McBride.
Yeah.
He's like that with Drake.
Nah, you know who I love that's in the middle of this? Like split down the middle and you can tell.
J. Cole?
Is Allen. Allen is such
Allen
a...
Allen keeps going switching.
But here's the thing, though. I think Allen is more of a Kendrick fan than he is a Drake fan, honestly.
But here's the thing. When he switches sides, he gets so mad at the other side. So, like, he'll go to Drake and be like, yeah, screw you, dude. Screw the Kendrick.
See, that's just the
And then he'll go to Kendrick's side and be like, yeah, Drake sucks, dude.
That's just a music fan in him. So, I'll say, like, I see where he's coming from. But there's no denying. it's Kate without a doubt.
All right, we can move past that because honestly, I'm not too involved in it anyway. What music are you playing lately?
Right now, you know what? One that's got me just hooked is "Best Interest" by Tyler the Creator.
I picked a one that's pretty old compared to the ones I name.
Oh no, yeah, I'm like cycling through stuff that I used to listen to, stuff that I'm trying to like get into now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one, and then the other one. This one's a lot older, if I'm honest.
Okay.
It's called "Your Love Is King" by Sade. Jeff is oozing himself right now. That is the song.
Yeah.
It's like a sultry little like R&B single. Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Listen to it. You'll like it.
Okay. Another thing I want to address. I was hoping you'd remember or think about it, but you need to bring Hot Wheels.
Oh my goodness. Yes. My apologies.
If we're going to leave your gift here, we got to have Hot Wheels for the gift.
All right. I will have them next week.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now, the home run picks. Dude, we suck at this.
I you know what? I was on a roll for a little bit, and it's gone.
I picked Gunnar Henderson. 10 home runs. League leader. 0.
Cold.
This whole week. Logan O'Hoppe. Nothing. This whole week. So we both missed. And even though in the notes I have... this guy, I'm going to change my answer. That's not who I want to pick this week.
I was going to say, I think you went with him week one or two.
I haven't picked him.
Oh, no?
But I'm not going to pick. Okay. Kyle Tucker was who I was going to pick, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
I'm going to go Kyle Schwarber.
Oh.
So Schwarbaum, I'm going with him.
You know, I'll copy you. Same team, but I'm going to pick Bryce Harper.
All right, so I guess I'll be looking at Philly scores all week.
I mean, you are an NL Phillies fan, kind of.
What?
My bad, Padres.
Yes.
That's your NL.
Yes, NL. I like the Padres, yeah, if I had to pick one NL team. And speaking of baseball, obviously when Trout got hurt, we needed a replacement, and the replacement we signed was Kevin Pillar. Obviously, he is well past his prime, but... Well,
that maybe just fielding prime.
Who knows? Today, I think, was his first full game, and he had 3 hits, mm-hmm. 2 home runs, and 6 RBIs.
Dude, bro was raking at the plate today.
I don't know, man. It was against the Pirates, so.
Hey, say what you want. He, like you said, he. You just said he's a little washed. I mean, hey, he performed.
I'm not going to overreact. Till he comes home and we play the Royals or the Cardinals. Oh, we got the Rangers, the Astros.
Oh, lordy, the Rangers.
I'll see how he's doing when we get to that point. But, yeah, I mean, good start, dude.
Impressive. Keep it going. Please.
I'll take it as a replacement for Trout right now. And I want you to read the next thing in the note because it's pretty funny.
Contreras injury?
Oh, sorry. I sent him a screenshot and then I added things to it. So that's my fault. No, Yoshinobu Yamamoto no-hitter alert.
Oh?
Psych. Because for some reason, MLB Network was airing the game and they're like, we're going to have a no-hitter alert before the first pitch is even thrown. Guess what happened on the first pitch?
Bomb.
Jazz Chisholm, first pitch, homer. And they're like, well, like they were literally like, he's doing his whole routine, getting ready for the game. They're like, because they'll do that when there's an actual no hitter going on. And they're like, all right, we have a no hitter alert. But they thought they were being cool, hyping up Yamamoto or something. And they were like, all right, no hitter alert, ladies and gentlemen, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, before he even throws a pitch, first pitch, tank.
Oh my God, I love that. You know who would have been sad to see that is Cap. He's always in for the no hitter as soon as it starts. He always says
26 more outs, 25 more outs,
24.
Yeah, one day it'll work.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to bring this up. Thank you, Bobby. Dude, look at the forces.
I heard, dude. I was at the Bananas Gate. Is that the style, or do you have the security tag on there?
It's the security tag from eBay. I still don't know how to take it off. I'm just rocking it with it. I'm only gonna bring these out on a special occasion.
Can you do your best to show that there is a security tag on the Air Force? Dude.
eBay right there. Thank you, Bobby.
Shout out to Bobby Crosby.
Did Bobby know the security tags were on there?
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. He showed me the shoes when he gave it to me, but
they're on both feet.
No. The other
and they're
one,
two different security.
Is that a
price tag?
It's just a tag. No price, just tag.
So I'm guessing you're keeping that one on there until you figure out how to get the other one off.
Pretty much. But I'm not going to use them that much. I want to baby these because these are pretty sick. They're cozy, too. And
Bobby's been rocking those exact pair for like 2 years, probably.
Dude, loved them when I first saw them with it.
Yeah, but I heard, because I was at the Bananas game this weekend, that like you got those, and like three other people got like Jordan cleats, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of gifts, this is a gift from Art right here. This
Love
thing.
It. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Is that like magnetic?
So that's a wireless charger if you place your phone in there. You might have too thick of a case. Is it charging?
Yeah, it's charging.
Oh, nice.
Look at that. Damn, that's sweet.
That was supposed to be a Christmas gift. We're in May.
Right on.
But yeah, he gave it to me last night. Does cool tricks. Does spinning color light things. And I wanted to use it for this. Am I connected? Hold on. I hope I'm connected. It's also Bluetooth. It's also a speaker.
I was going to say, is it this on the side of it?
No, I got it. Hold on. I got
it's
it.
It's not this?
No. I got it. Are you ready?
Huh.
Are you ready? I'm going to blast it.
Go for it.
I'm going to play loud.
Play loud. For the people.
The intro. Me and Moba, one day Moba will learn the lyrics. Come on. To the home runs. Join the fun. One day he'll learn the lyrics.
I'll learn it soon.
I hope. Eventually. But and one day I'll remember to play the intro at the beginning of the podcast.
Hot Wheels and the intro next
yeah.
podcast.
Learn the intro, play the intro in the start.
We're doing it big.
But back to our final conversation of baseball talk. The part in the notes that Bobo thought we were on, but I sent him old screenshots. Yes, Wilson Contreras injury. Did you see what happened?
I did not.
JD Martinez, not even on the backswing, on his actual swing, like right here, hit Wilson Contreras reaching in the wrist, and he fractured his wrist.
Oh, dude, that must have hurt.
Yeah.
Ow.
So he'll be out for a little bit of time.
I mean, a good amount of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't, okay.
I mean, dude, he looked like he was in so much pain. He, like, immediately went away screaming. And so, yeah, not too good for Wilson.
I would think of this just being kind of it. Would that be a season-ending injury?
A fracture? I don't know.
I mean, I don't really know, like, what kind of the time frames are for that. Because I would figure, dude, that's a big part of your game.
Well, and it's on his catching hand, too.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Well, we'll have to do some more research. It just happened, like, a couple hours ago.
Poor guy. Wilson.
Speedy recovery. Yeah. I made a Savannah Bananas road trip.
Oh,
yes. We're going in August to see the Bananas play Progressive Field in Cleveland, but I was offered the opportunity to go earlier to Fresno. Great, booming, thriving city of Fresno.
Exhilarating.
There's nothing to do there.
Was it completely a barren wasteland? I've only heard of Fresno. I've never actually
I'll build up. So, first of all, it was like 5 hours to get there.
Oh, and yeah. How was the drive?
The two people I went with were jasmine and chartreuse. Mm-hmm. And I'm this is like a little detail before I tell the whole story. I made them fully aware that we would have to charge, and charging a Tesla and charging electronically takes longer than gas. That's like the caveat to, you know, gas. You get out of there in like a couple seconds.
The downside.
Yeah, the downside. There you go. It's way cheaper, but you're going to be there for like 30 minutes. So we drive there. We stop one time at a charger. That was fine. And we got there like 3:30. And when I left, I was like, it looks a little cloudy. Not bad. I didn't think it would rain. Then we make that whole drive. And Jasmine is starting to get paranoid about the rain. And she's like looking up the weather. And she's like, says it's going to like rain. And I'm like, let me text the ump. Luckily, we have connections. And I said, hey, the weather does not look good for Fresno. Do you have an update that you could tell me before the public?
Yeah.
And he's like, we're only delaying the game an hour. And I'm like, okay. He said, it's just an hour. Because Jasmine was like, I am not making this drive if we have to turn around and drive back.
Oh, my God.
And we were already like an hour onto the road, probably.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think they're going to play, and I really don't want to turn around. And so we kept going, got there at like 3:30. Originally, we would be allowed in at 5:15 with our like K-Club thing that we had. It like gets you in early.
Yeah.
And so we had some time to kill. So we looked up things to do in Fresno. We found one cool thing called the Underground Gardens. And we're like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. Just the Underground Gardens. And it was closed.
The one thing to do in Fresno, and it's closed.
So then we were like, okay, we can go. It was like some mansion, Fresno mansion or something. Or we could go to Fresno State, where Aaron Judge went.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd rather go to Fresno State. And I like to walk on football fields if possible. And I was like, I think they have a football team, and they're D1, and they were. So we went. My goodness, this thing was blocked off.
Oh,
impossible
really?
To get on. Like barbed wire fencing, like every entrance
nobody
locked,
will step foot on this.
Gated. Like I've gone to other colleges where I just walked on. Like when I went to Kansas State.
I was about to say, yeah, they just let you
just walk right on. Harvard, we walked right on.
Yep.
Like, so it can be done, but I'm guessing due to the condition that Fresno's in currently, that they don't just welcome people onto their football field.
Stay out.
Yeah, so they had that whole thing locked up. We walked around the campus for a little bit, and I'm not even kidding. For the first time in my life, we found a frat row, like what you see in the movies.
Frat bro.
No, row. Like
oh,
frat
bro.
Row.
Oh.
Like frat house, frat house, frat house, frat house, frat house.
Don't they have that at UCLA?
Where?
That, I mean, hey, I don't know. I've been there a couple of times. But
like, I'm talking about like something you've seen in the movies.
No, you're talking like Monsters University. Everyone's just kind of
yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen.
They literally their walkway up to their house had their gamma alpha whatever thing painted onto the walkway.
That's actually sick. That's pretty sick.
The main house looked like the house that Zac Efron stays in Neighbors.
Maybe they filmed it there.
They might have, honestly. All the way in the back, they were playing, they were drinking and whatever. They literally had a giant piece of plywood that said stay high and play die. what else? They had a die table in the middle of the grass.
Dope.
Nobody at it. Nobody playing.
Just there ready to go
it was
whenever
just,
you need.
It was just there. And I was like, all right. And then they had one of those old school barbecues, the dome, the circle one, where you like take it off.
Oh, love those.
With nobody attending, just there.
Just smoking?
No, it was nobody was cooking. Nothing was cooking, but it was just there.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, this is definitely the, like when you think of frat, this is it. Like, so that was cool. And we were like, do we go up? Do we say, hey, let me grab a drink? But we were, Jasmine was like, no, we're too old. I feel weird. And I'm like, I could still be a college student.
Just go walk in and be like, yo, dude, that final fucking sucks.
I was biting my tongue listening to them walk by me.
Don't tell me you sounded exactly like that.
Dude, the atmosphere, the conversations, I wanted so badly to be like, what's up, bro? Hey, let me go pound a brewski with you. Play some die, yeah? You got a partner? Duos?
You down?
You down? Bro's not down. Like, you can ask Chartreuse and Jasmine. I said it multiple times that I was like, it is taking every ounce of willpower for me to not like mock them. Just go full like, ha, where are we at?
Every time I think of frat bro, I think Trevor Wallace, Shardley for sure.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
So that's what we did to kill time.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, there's not much else to do. And so we went, we waited in line, we got in, and it was raining, but we did not think once we got in, we'd have to still wait. And we did for like 20 minutes.
Oh,
and
yes.
Bro, I got showered. I legit looked like I just got out of a shower.
Ew.
Yeah. And Jasmine was using her leather jacket the whole time to,
Oh,
to like make sure she stayed dry. Chartreuse just ate it.
Oh, really?
I mean, I did too. Like, I look like a wet hamster. And we're like, okay, like, you got us past the canopy or the tent for early access. Can we, like, get under some roof now? Like, and no, we had to eat it for, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, y'all thugged it out like true Californians, eh?
As we should. I will never take an umbrella. I'm a Californian. Rain.
Nothing against umbrellas. He just won't use it.
No. It goes away. I don't know. I grew up in California. We don't get rain, really. So, like, if there is rain, I'm just like, all right, tough it out. It's going to go away. Even then, I did. And did I get wet? Did I get soaked? Yeah. Do I care? No. Do I wish I could have been dry? Yeah. Mm. But it's whatever.
You don't wake up sick the next morning?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
I was tired.
Some people, I mean, man, some people when they get showered like that.
Because they're weak immune systems?
Probably, yeah.
Well, tell them to bulk the fuck up.
They don't do the little bitches about it.
But yeah, that rain definitely was not fun. And then at 5:15, they finally moved us under the second deck. So we were wet, but we weren't getting rained on anymore.
Dope.
And then we had to wait for the VIB people to finish because they get priority, the very important bananas.
Very banana people.
And so they were doing their thing. And then once they were done, we got to go. And it's first come, first serve at Banana Games for seating.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, home plate. Like, we have to get there before they let the general audience come in. And we got three seats right behind home, basically. So that was nice. It was the same thing when I went in Rancho last year. Yeah. We had seats right behind home. That's the goal when we go.
We're going to make it happen. Are you kidding me?
I think we have VIB. So I think we're going to have first priority over everybody.
Oh, yeah, because you told me, I think it's the more games you attend, the higher status you can kind
of. The tickets we paid for this one was $35. The ones for Cleveland are $60. So I'm assuming we paid VIB. And I think my mom, if I remember correctly, when she was buying them, I think I said, why not? It's not that much more expensive. And to get the chance to sit right there for $60.
Yeah.
I said, do it, I think. So I think we're going to be set up pretty nicely in Cleveland.
Hell yeah.
And then we got our seat. And this was the one time where I was like, they should have handed out some sort of like marker to claim your seat because it was still pouring. And it's first come, first serve.
So even if you leave your shit.
Well, yeah, if you leave your shit, but like then nobody's watching your stuff.
And it's wet.
Yeah. And it gets wet. And so one of us had to stay at the seat the whole time to like go do other stuff. So, like, Jasmine stayed first, so me and Chartreuse could go look at some merch, and we were like, we'll bring you back a crew neck, finish that. Then Chartreuse and Jasmine switched, and then eventually, I think it was just me for a little bit. And, yeah, Jasmine did not like the rain at all. Like, when we finished on the concourse, yeah. She was like, okay, I'm going to stay up here a little more. I don't want to go down there. And I was like, yeah, I don't blame you, but I'm going to go eat it. And
oh, what a dunk.
We got NBA playoffs on in the background. But yeah, so we were just waiting there chilling for the game to start, and the banana team was correct. It stopped. The hour delay worked, and we were greeted with a rainbow from foul pole to foul pole, like a sign.
Do you have a picture?
I have the video. In the vlog.
In the vlog, guys. Go check out his YouTube channel if you haven't already.
Nikolishka vlog. And break down the game. So let's see. Trying to think of, we were there on May 4th, by the way. So we thought there'd be something crazy awesome for Star Wars.
Yeah, well, you know.
There was one, like, meh, lightsaber duel. That was about it.
Best meh I've heard in a minute.
They had the night before, yeah, one of the party animals come out of the crowd. They wore their all-black unis, wearing a Darth Vader mask, using the Force choke with a lightsaber. And I was like, how come on May 3rd they got the really cool thing, but on May 4th, May the 4th be with you, we got like a meh lightsaber?
Not even that. Why wouldn't they just do it on the 4th?
I think, like, they did it the day before so they could post it on May 4th.
That would make sense.
That's the only thing, only reason I could think they did it the day before.
Yeah, okay. I see the logic. I don't agree, though.
Yeah, and if you know Banana Ball, if you've been to a Banana Ball game, the players before the game, you can find them on the concourse. You can talk to them, take pictures with them. So I ran into Coach Rack. He just made the team this year. He's been on TikTok. He makes videos. And I asked him, I said, what's your prediction for this game? Yours, like you personally. And he said, 1-for-3 with a double. He lied to me. He went 2-for-3, or maybe 2-for-2. I think 2-for-3, yeah, with a homer and a single.
Impressive.
Yeah, he underestimated himself, and he went dead center off the batter's eye, too.
Did you say straight daddy hack?
Dude, yeah. He killed it. And that was one of the cool moments of the game. Another one of the guys, Eric Jones, also hit a home run for the Bananas.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to hit home runs for the righties in Cleveland. They get that huge wall in left field. So they're going to really have to kill that baseball.
They better hit the weight room.
Yeah, yeah. And then what else did they do? What fun things? They did like Hungry Hungry Hippos in real life, but they were in the inflatable dinosaur costumes. Vincent the Dancing Ump, you know, he's been on the pod before. He,
yes, sir,
always has tons of bootylicious dance moves ready to go.
Just throwing it down.
What else happened? I mean, overall, the game, the Bananas won 4-3. I'm trying to think of like little bits they did. I don't know. The dad bod cheerleading squad. One of them was throwing it back on chartreuse.
Dad bod cheerleading squad.
Yep. One, okay, of them was throwing it back on chartreuse.
Oh.
We had plenty of interaction saying hi, especially to the guys we know, like Dustin and Vincent. And man.
Well, you still had a Jackson, right?
I tried.
Oh, try.
I tried. What else? I'm trying to think of like little things that happened in the game. Tons of trick plays as always.
Oh, yeah.
Craziest one I saw was, luckily this was the only one of the few where I was actually just watching. They hit it to center. He booped it up with his glove. Then the left fielder, which was Coach Rack, backflipped off the boop, caught it. And the other guy that booped it backflipped at the same time.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds rad.
And I almost had no trace of that play.
Yeah.
Because normally what I do, if I get a bad shot, if I get a blurry shot, I'm like, okay, I'll pull it from the highlights or in the Bananas case, the live stream. When I went to go look the day of editing, I saw the day before and the day that was currently happening. And I was like, where's our live stream?
It's the fourth.
And because not all my shots were perfect. A majority were. But, you know, there's some where just the camera goes blurry or I didn't get a good shot. And you're like, oh, I'll just grab it from a little snippet. And so I'm like, where's the live stream? Where's our game? And so I comment on the live stream that day, the day after it ended. I said, hey, I was just at the game yesterday, wanted to show my family some highlights. Where's our game? And somebody replied to me and said, oh, I was on Stadium. I hate when they do it on Stadium. And I'm like, what the hell is Stadium? And so I look it up. They signed some TV deal with Stadium, which is like a sister program of Bally Sports. But I'm telling you, like, nobody uses this thing.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard of
I've
it.
I've never heard of it until this.
I wonder if it's like one of my free channels on my TV.
So it said it was a part of Fubo. So I sign up for Fubo's free trial.
Okay, I've heard of that.
I search Stadium, nothing. I search Bananas, nothing. So then I find Stadium Live, and luckily, thank goodness, you don't have to sign up for anything. You just put your phone number, they send you a code, you put it in, and you're in. So I go to look, and everything's live. You can't backtrack anything. So I couldn't go back and like watch the game. So, and they have a live chat of the live thing going on.
Yeah.
this is how I know nobody uses this. The live chat still had like banana emoticons from the day before. And I was like, dude, it is the next day. Why does the live chat still have banana stuff? And yeah, you can't go back and look at stuff.
So what'd you end up doing?
Luckily, that catch was like one of the only things they posted.
Damn.
And I was like, all right, we got it. And but yeah, it was insane. Ryan Cox, glove magician, the shortstop. You'll see when we go. Whenever a ball's hit to him, he's on the bananas. He'll make a trick play like 9 times out of 10.
Oh yeah.
Go-to is usually through the legs, behind the back. He does it all. Dude's insane. So yeah, the game was a lot of fun. A lot of wet.
How was the crowd? Energetic as hell?
Always fun. Always. I'm trying. We had 2 foul outs because if you don't know, bring your glove to a banana game because the fans are a part of the game. They catch it. The batter's out.
You just might be in it.
Yeah. So I think we definitely had 1. It might have just been 1. And that's always fun. Just the rules of banana ball are always fun and different and keep you engaged and always good music. And they played that one of the songs that I've been bopping lately. And I was like, hey, they're on my kind of wavelength right now.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a ton of fun. And I can't wait to go do it in Cleveland from a major league ballpark.
I'm excited to go. I mean, that's going to be my first game ever.
Yeah, it will be. And it'll be a new ballpark for you in general also, and me, and everyone on that trip.
I wonder what the weather's going to be like. It's going to be August.
Don't curse it, bro. Please.
No, I'm just... I honestly wonder what
like
the weather's
almost
like.
Almost every trip I go on, it rains.
I'm not going to say what it's going to be. I wonder. That's all.
This is how many trips it's rained that I've gone to.
Chicago for sure, because my boy got poured.
That was hail.
He got hailed.
But I'm counting it. So the White Sox, the Rangers, the Rockies, the Pirates.
Didn't it rain in Boston when we went?
That's what...
I remember it being cloudy as hell, and I think it might have...
That's
lightly...
what Jasmine said.
Yeah,
she's like, right. Didn't it rain on you guys? And I was like, we didn't miss a single game, and I don't remember any of the games being delayed.
Because like, I remember when we sat first baseline, when we were in the old-timey seats.
It was bright and sunny.
It was bright and sunny, but yes. Before that, I think the game where Rendon hit the... I think it was a grand slam?
Yeah, we won, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like a little wet, but it wasn't...
I don't remember anything getting delayed at all.
I don't think it got delayed. I think the Giannis just played through it.
Yeah, I don't remember it raining.
It was kind of like Angel Stadium recently when we did the podcast. Remember how it was kind of like misty?
Yeah.
I think it was that kind of weather.
I don't know. But all those other ones I named, it like full-on rained. Add the bananas to that, so that's 5. I'm trying to think of other trips if it rained, but I think that's it.
Oh, New York?
When
we went to Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah. They did.
That day, it rained pretty hard.
But they played that game. I mean, all those games got played. But
that was a delay for like 30 minutes.
I remember the tarp, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was against the Royals. But, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm still trying to check off the rest of the ballparks I need. Looks like me and Trevor Fanstrom might be working towards Baltimore, D.C.
Dope.
Hell
yeah.
Tampa is looking like a possibility, but I kind of have to not give details on that one.
Okay. A little secret something.
Yeah. Can't say. You never know where this might be played, and it's ruined. So we're just going to stop talking about Tampa.
Duly noted.
Tony, like I said, he's given me the promise that Minnesota is going to happen. I just got to get that ball rolling with him. So, and then Cincinnati. He also said, but we haven't really talked much about Cincinnati. So the goal is to make them all happen this year. Art is also trying to do Mexico.
What?
Yeah.
Right on.
We told you about Mexico.
Oh, no.
But
yeah.
You're already going to Mexico.
Going to Tulum, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It should be beautiful.
Yeah, he was telling me like end of June, but...
Are you a little like...
No, I would be down... So I want to see the Diablos again. So does he.
Oh, so you guys are going straight
to that. If we go in
level.
June, there's guaranteed 2 games at home. But a bigger group wants to go this time. And there's one person, I won't say, who can't go during that time. And they were like, oh, how about August? So then Art's like, yeah, it's like playoffs in August. So it's going to be up in the air. We don't really know.
Yeah.
So I was like, I mean, if it's just one versus like seven, like, I mean, come on.
Like, I think we should just go.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Oh.
And so he's still deciding, but that was my vote. I was like, look, I really want to see the Diablos again, especially now that they got some guys that I know. Aristides Aquino used to be on the Reds.
Oh, what the hell? He's on the Diablos?
Yep. Jerry's Familia used to be on the Mets.
No.
Robinson Cano. Like, there's guys I know on the Diablos now. So, yeah.
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
It oh!
Was, nope.
Nah.
It was a water.
You dropped something.
But it wasn't my phone.
I know. Damn, dude, that's crazy. The Diablos got some good names. I mean, okay, old names, but not bad players.
Yeah, and I would like to go see them. So I'd rather have the guaranteed two games versus it's playoffs. I will say it's 50-50 because if it's playoffs but they're on the road, it's like, well, shit. If it's playoffs and they're at home, then it's a playoffs Diablos game, and that's pretty sweet.
Dude, that's going to be sick. I could just imagine how hard a Familia jersey looks with Diablos.
They have some crazy jerseys, dude. They wore one on May 4th, and it was red and black, and I couldn't tell what it was. Then they posted, like, a merch shot of it.
Yeah.
It's Darth Maul's face.
Just straight up Darth
on
Maul.
On the jersey. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. But, yeah.
I wonder how they pulled the licensing off for that.
I think they collabed because they had a lot of, they had like Diablo's X Star Wars hats. Like,
oh, yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah. So, wow. They're probably the only team out there that can like afford a collab like that.
Star Wars drip.
Like, and honestly, a lot of the contracts, that's why the Diablos have been running the ML. No, I forgot what it's called.
Like the Mexican League
equivalent. MBL. Yeah. The MLB of Mexico. That league.
Liga de Baseball Mexicana. Is that what it is?
LMB. That, yeah.
LBM or LMB?
LMB.
Liga Mexicana de Baseball.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why they can get the guys like Aquino and Cano and Bauer even. Yeah. Like, the Yankees of the sport. They've been legends in Mexico baseball, so they get some pretty nice opportunities.
They probably get some good bread.
Yeah. And from that to the Dodger game that I went to last night. So I needed an escape. I told this tart. The Angels have hurt me already.
Breaking hearts.
Left and new right. Record. Lost hope in May.
You know what? And it was, what, day seven? Day five, right? That you would have called it of I'm being done with this team?
Like day five of the season?
No, day five of May. You just said May.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mark it down in your calendars, ladies and gentlemen.
I have it right here somewhere, me talking with him. I said, LMAO, I need a Dodger game, not going to lie, man. I need to get away from the Angels. There's too much negativity right now. He said, let's go to a game. And I said, I'd be down for Bueller's return or whatever. Just need a game where my feelings and heart aren't heavily involved. And he said, all right, I'll look at tickets. And then he looked at tickets and we got them.
Hell yeah.
So we went last night. We were sitting like right by the foul pole in the pavilion. And the most delusional fan that I think I've ever seen was there last night. This solo Marlins fan was just out there by himself. Marlins went up 2-0 in the first. Immediately he's like, let's go Marlins. And I'm like, all right, I mean, he can talk. His team's up. The Dodgers respond with the 3-spot. And then he's still, let's go Marlins. And I'm like, dude, okay, buddy. And
relax.
He was chanting scoreboard when they were up in the first.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, dude, you know, like, this game's 9 innings long, right? Like, you know, and just for the Dodgers to come back and just punch him in the face, like, bye-bye to your 2-spot that you just had immediately. And I was like, dude, this guy is something else. And Art's like, does he know where he's sitting? Does he know where he's at right now? Because left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium, it's bad.
It could get pretty rough sometimes.
It can get wild.
And I think I've seen 2 fights.
I've seen a guy throw a beer on the field.
Dope. Love that.
So, yeah, it can get pretty rowdy out there. And he was just asking for it. He was standing up, yelling. And I'm like, dude, with the opposing hat on, cheering for the opposing team. I'm like, first of all, not only do you look dumb doing that, also, your team is pretty bad right now. Like, dude, have some realism in your life.
What was the final score of that?
It was 6-3, final.
Okay, but still, I mean, you can't shit talk in the first.
Exactly. And when it was 6-3, he was still, let's go Marlins. And I'm like, dude, you just got to accept it at a point. Like, you got to stop, bro. And did you see that video I posted on my story where the security walks up on him? He's literally going like this. He's like this. He's like this. And he turns around. He flips off the camera. And then he turns back, and security's right behind him. And I was like, dude. And they didn't kick him out, but they told him, like, hey, you got to chill. And then probably gave it, like, half an inning, and he was right back at it.
No, my man.
Yeah. I saw my first home run from Shohei as a Dodger. That was not fun.
You saw two, didn't you?
One. Just one.
Oh, just one.
Yeah.
That thing was killed, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it, but you know what? It's the future. The future is now, man.
And, dude, so you would think also with that Marlins fan being so annoying, mm-hmm. I will never wear Dodger anything there by will.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Because I'm about to reference something later. But I wore my Ohtani All-Star jersey from the time he made it when it was in Colorado. Has the Angels logo on it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a clear-as-day Angels jersey. And I'm walking back from the bathroom, and a guy goes, hey, wrong side of the freeway, buddy. And he's sitting the section behind the Marlins fan.
Oh,
and so I turn, I'm like, get the Marlins fan, bro. That's your enemy tonight. And then we were leaving, and a guy called me out for it. And I was like, hey, I got the name you guys like on the back. And it was Ohtani. Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll take it then. And I'm like,
like right on.
You're like, whatever.
All right, now I got a question for you. If you could bring one of these two items that you just posted, what would you bring over? Would you bring over the Cantaritos hard soda, or would you bring over the elote?
Like right here, right now?
Well, to Angel Stadium.
Oh.
What do you think you'd rather enjoy?
Probably the elote, because I'm sure if I just look hard enough, there's Cantaritos somewhere at Angel Stadium.
You know, probably at that like Bullet Bourbon thing.
Maybe. But, yeah, the elote.
That elote looked primo, too.
Not bad for stadium elote, I will say.
I'm watching the Marlin fan get a... just... He looks crunk, too. Oh, yeah, he did flip it off.
Yep.
And immediately just like...
Yep.
Come here.
But, yeah, Dodger Stadium, they're climbing up the ladder for food. Not going to lie. They got elote. They got, like, a buffalo chicken bucket thing. They got the Cantaritos, which is my drink of choice nowadays. They got a lot of good stuff over there. They got, oh my God, King's Hawaiian pulled pork sliders.
No.
Yeah. Shake Shack.
Did you know King Hawaiian has a restaurant here in Long Beach?
No.
Swear. It's all like Hawaiian style food, kind of like a pulled pork sandwich. It's honestly, I mean, it sounds delicious.
Yummy.
Yeah.
But yeah, now Shake Shack's back there. The Taqueria, even Dunkin'.
Damn. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've gotten a Dunkin' from there.
Yeah, like they have stepped it up with their food. Horchata also. Like, I'm jealous of the food over there. I'm not going to lie.
And scream at Artie. Stand outside of the stadium and just throw your fist up.
The Angels
there.
Angels fans need to just stop having this false hope and just need to pull an Oakland A's and just sell the team everywhere. I think I might actually wear a paper bag to the next game.
That would be quite the scene.
I mean, we're in that much sadness, bro. And that's what fans do when your team has hit this point. Bro.
Paper bags.
It's going to be sell the, and then I'm going to draw the logo.
Sell the A.
Yeah.
Imagine Artie just gets rid of the big A. Just the big A. On the
if he just wants people to hate him more, bro, I wouldn't be shocked. Ugh. But, yeah, you have our team looking just miserable right now. And at that game, we ran into Gabe, the Dodger game.
Yeah.
And we were like trying to go to our seats, and we were going down the stairs, and he was coming up, and we were like, the hell are you doing here? And he took the camera. He did a whole little bit like, oh, I stole the vlog. And then Art was like 1,000 likes, and Austin has to wear a Dodgers jersey to the next game. I was like, you know, business Austin's brain has been turned on right now.
I like that.
Do the fans want to see it? Probably. Am I not going to like it? Yes. But
are you going
to
do
business?
It?
Well, that's up to the likes.
So what are we at right now?
Let's see. The video, oh God, the video is currently at 9,600 views. Mm-hmm. Last I checked, it was at like 700 likes and it had 2,000 less views. So let's see. It might already be met.
Oh my lord, that was loud.
Yeah, it's still coming through the speaker light thing. It only needs 19 more likes.
You know what? Now you need 18 more
okay.
likes.
It'll get there without your help, buddy.
It's already there.
Well.
Well, it's good.
But yeah, so it looks like that'll be a future video coming up.
Oh, 17 now.
Great.
Live on the pod.
Great. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to get hit. It's 1,000% going to get hit. So it looks like I'm wearing a Dodgers jersey to a Dodger game. Whoop-de-frickin-do. And we've reached the end. That's the podcast.
Womp womp.
Another week has gone by. And we need to get some guests back in here. It's been a minute, it feels like.
Who do you think we should threaten?
I think we should hit up Fernando.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe possibly Kinez.
Kinez would be a great one. We mean, you could talk about the Valley Boys and what he's doing with that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of potential returns. I'm trying to think of people that have something going on.
Could always have Gabe back. I mean,
Gabe's about to graduate.
He just had, I mean, some things popping.
He just had prom, yeah. That's right. But yeah,
let us know.
Maybe you can help us out in the comments. Yeah,
let us know. Reach out on the Instagram too.
Yep, follow us on Instagram. Everything's linked in the description below, and we post the audio for this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Thursdays at 2 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is up on YouTube on 2 p.m. on Fridays.
That is correct, and we are finally gonna escape this weird numbered episode 67. Such a weird episode.
Just feels a little meh.
It's just a number nobody really even pays attention to.
67. I think I've only heard it referred with cars. That's yeah. All. 67, 68. Well, these are like the primo year of cars that everybody uses.
Over. I'm ready to move on to 68.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
All right. See you next time.
Later.